remember, money in college. No, no, no. I just wanted to say, whilst I'm officially listening to him, I can give you about 10 minutes to eat and look at the document at the same time. But the meeting is open. So eat and look at the document. Do that at the same time.
Thank you very much. March on the agenda. The first
two sets of minutes in front of you. There are the minutes of the 1st of July, where the support staff is presenting to us. And then there is the 2nd minutes of the 10th of July, where the department and the ministry came to present to us. So let's start with the minutes of the 1st of July. And this is for members, if there's anything that they feel they committed to the work. If not, then members are really encouraged to agree that the minutes are watched. That's now the 1st of July minutes. Another 2 minutes.
Sir, I want to agree that indeed this is the correct summary of what was discussed on the 1st of July 2014. I therefore move for the adoption of the minutes and through.
Thank you, Honorable. Let me and let's talk about that for that session.
Thank you, Chairperson. We support the summary of the minutes of situation of what was discussed.
Thank you very much. So the minutes of the 1st of July have been duly adopted by this committee. We then move to the minutes of the 10th of July at 2 o'clock, where we had the presentation from the President of the President and the Pastor. And IPN comment? Cabinet. This is now the 10th of July. Honorable Khan?
Thank you. I'm just looking at the apologies here. I'm not sure if you did not receive the apology of Honorable Carr. It was not sent.
It actually was not sent. So. That's why I was even asking you when you were starting with us. I think there was a miscommunication somewhere.
All right, well, I will follow up on that with our committee. Thank you, Honorable Carr.
Honorable Galevin?
I hope Honorable Kana was also intending to decide the apology to move for the adoption of the minutes. If not, I'll move. But if he was moving, I'll second him.
Thank you very much, on the issue of those, that before the movement of the net themselves. We just want to stress the fact that the apologies must be present to us through email to sector, so that it is reported in us in writing, so that at least we can have it covered. So, as that follow-up is delayed on our good pattern apologies, the sectors must still send us the reasons and everything else why that apology was delayed in writing. Thank you very much. There has been a move up of the minutes of the text. Honorable Nana Kamasha.
Can I ask the clarity before the second minute of the move? Thank you, Chair. On the non apology set or non attendance of a member where in there is an alternate, isn't that is taken that the member was in attendance? Because the alternate, I just want to get whether I'm in the same understanding that if there is an alternate member, then the member for that particular party was in attendance. Then it comes to an alternate member.
Thank you, Honorable Nana Kamasha. Not really. It's fine that they can all attend. Remember, the only problem where it comes from the issue of the author is when then we have to vote. Then she doesn't have to vote, but in terms of attendance, they can all attend, the three of them. So we would still want an apology for the permanent that we expect that Suspe should be free and opposed from the panel member. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. Okay. Thank you very much. We have the mover of the minute of the pair whilst we were discussing in between, but I'm still waiting for someone who is bold enough to actually step on that.
It's a second, I mean,
thank you, Honorable Seleme. Honorable Kana, you, I know you wanted to say.
No.
Thank you very, very much. That then takes care of the minute. And I don't know if members realize that this committee is actually on course in terms of the next activity. We might not realize that we really are doing well. The next item on the agenda, therefore, is the report of the committee now. That, remember, for us to actually go and debate budget number 31, there should have been a report that we have been able to prove that the processes that did lead us to the debate itself, we have all followed, we've made the statement, we've done it, you see. So the report itself now is actually explaining what we have done so far. So that this report then goes to the agency in time for us now to go for the budget debate, which will take place on the 15th, which is next Tuesday at 2 o'clock. So in front of you is now the report, the committee report, as it may be. But now, say, so tomorrow, nobody then says we never make the department, whatever. It's just a report. That is what we have done. Here's the report in front of you. I know, because of the time frame and the constraints in between us, remember, we met on Thursday in the afternoon. Remember, I had to leave some of them on Friday. It was the weekend. Yesterday was Monday. Some of them were not back. And now we're missing. But we would have to make sure that the report is adopted in time so that parties and members can go in time to prepare for the debate. This is taken care of, to dispose of it, and then you have enough time now, from now to Tuesday, to prepare. So that we don't have to call you in between for meetings that are necessary. Here is the report.
Sir, I was checking. It's always good if somebody can speak to the report. That for key areas, that's to make things even more clearer. Thank you.
Is that the understanding? Do you want us to speak to the report? Is that second for that?
Over the next 5 years. The minister also emphasized on that one.
applied to the provision of basic services and infrastructure in order to keep informal settlements. Increase the supply of affordable housing through mobilization of housing allowances for teachers, nurses, police officers, hospital staff, and many others in the care market. So the list is going on and on. Then we also look at the corona, and then we managed to pick up after the present set aside or make the president say that the human settlement should do in order to achieve the mandate that is before the committee, the department. Then the political overview by the Minister of Human Settlement, all members were present in that, most of the members were present. So I'm not sure about the ritual, but she said that day. Okay. And the budget analysis was what the department, the money that has been allocated to the department for the financial year, for the National Department Operation budget, and also for the grant transfer. Remember that the DG has mentioned that the department is only having 3% of the budget, of which the most of the funds that are within the department are then transferred to provincial or municipalities for the provision of housing. And then there are four programs that the department has, the four budget allocations per program, and then each program is explained on what exactly it's going to do and the amount that is allocated to each program. Then we have the Bivari agreement for our country. So it's stated that there is Islam upgrading, affordable rental housing. So that is the money that is set aside for achieving those targets, and the targets are then indicated below where the amount of the size and units in Ghana. Are you now sure about the size and units? Okay, all right, so you understand better the size and units. So then the plan package goes on, and then we had the packet eradication program. There the department also indicated that because they want to accelerate the eradication of packet systems, they managed to have to appoint service providers to assist in the eradication of packet systems in each province. So there is the list. And the transfer of grants, there are various grants in the department, as I indicated earlier on, that most of the budget of the Department of Human Settlement is made up of grants that are then transferred to various programs and projects in the provinces and municipalities. The Human Settlement Development Grant, that is the amount, the province that has been allocated for them to provide housing to the beneficiaries. The Urban Settlement Development Grant, the USDG for the NATO, and then the following page is explaining what each grant is going to do. And then we have our human settlement entities, their mandate and their plans for the financial year. And we have our community deliberations. The community deliberations that are on number 12, they're supposed to be 10 days, sorry, not 12. So that is part of the community deliberations, is the people look the same as the minutes of that day, because it was the same meeting where the minister, the minister in the department was presenting their strategic plan, budget, and APCs to the committee. And that will then finalize this in recommendation. So the second thing requested members to forward in the recommendation, but unfortunately I didn't receive any. So I managed to speak speak with the chairperson, and then we come up with that list of the recommendations. So members can speak as they wish to on this.
Thank you very much, Patria. This is generally the report of the committee, mainly based on the meeting of last Thursday, mainly, but of course, trying to also cover what we have done up to now. So, this is the report, and as she expressed, remember when we were conducting the meeting last Thursday, we did say that if there's any recommendation that we would amend the report. But remember, there's nothing much because most of your recommendations will still come into debate when they're debating in the House on the 50th. So it's not like it's cut. So yeah, here's the report of the committee. Honorable Kana?
Thanks very much, Chair, and thanks very much for the presentation. I'm one of the good ones. I was supposed to send my recommendations and didn't. Because it's like when you are continuing in the House and you first try to find out how things get done before you do things. But subsequently, there's an issue, and I think when you I think on page 19 of the slide. And it's an issue that I read first with regard to the clarity around the sanitation in the Expert House, because now there's this confusion or uncertainty. Let me not call it confusion. Uncertainty in terms of where sanitation is going to be, and when I look at the recommendations. That aspect is not being covered in the recommendation. So I think we need to put that in the recommendation, because unless we have clarity in terms of where sanitation is going to reside, which department is going to be in charge of sanitation in the Acre House or in settlement, then we are not going to provide oversight. Considering that we're talking about over 2 billion rand that has been set aside for this highest budget eradication or the rural rig infrastructure. So if we can just get into that, we can put it into the recommendations. Because unless we have that clarity, I know some states might want that build 2 billion the 2 billion that they can use to set up their department. Yeah. But I must say that's a question. Now my recommendation is that the minister, I don't know the correct English, you know, but we need clarity as soon as possible around where the transition in house, I'm not sure whether that's the right thing. In the house, which department is going to deal with the sanitation in the actual house, not the bulk one, but the sanitation in the house or the settlement? Will it be the department of human settlement or the department of water and sanitation? Because if we don't get that clarity and we just move with assumption that the thing is going to be in human settlement, we might wake up in 3 months time realizing that some money has been transferred to the other side. The other one, I think this is this one I'll leave it for when we have the EPC, the interesting one, because I don't think we have the money for it, but let's see with that. But this one I think it has to be included in there, so that we know as soon as possible. In fact, I would like to put a time frame on that, if possible, Chair, and I think in the next month or so, we should have that clarity. The ministers must come and clarify how they want to deal with it. Thank you.
If I comment, maybe let me just hear other members what are they going to say. Honorable to Shrembe, and then honorable to Mukamba Krasha. Let me start with honorable to Shrembe. and then Ola has a part.
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 2, I believe there was an argument between the minister and the department where the minister said she wanted to have 1.4 million houses. I mean, what two, according to the minister, was 2 million. And the department said 1.4. Now it is going down now to 1 million. I think 400,000 houses is a big number to consider, so that we know when it comes to the performance plan. Two, on page 8, under the bucket eradication program, they say there is a backlog of, I think, 208,000, and according to the department, that they want to say by 2016 to have that project done. But now I'm not clear if it's 680,000, and 2014-15 is 47,000, and 2016 51,000. According to that figure of 28,000, I'm not getting clear what is it talking to that 28,000, or is it talking to something that you feel like 2015 and 16?
Thank you, Honorable Salende. Before I give the other two members, maybe because what Honorable Salende is talking about, six directly to what Honorable Ghana spoke about. Maybe let's grab the both of it quickly. Remember, the 280,000 is the 5 program, and the 47,000 is 2014-15, and the 61,000 is 2015-16. What they have done is to give us a 2-year program. Whether that will cover the 280 in 5 years, I think that's the debate that we should have. Because what they have done is to say, in the first year, we will do 47,525. In the second year, we will do 51,525. Would that then pick to the total number of the 280 by the time the time finishes? I think that's what is important. Right? But I think it's a very critical question, and I think it's very important. And that's one of the things that we should lift up when we are debating. And Honorable Ghana, I think what you're saying in terms of us trying to find out about the budget system eradication, whether it's something with us or not, I think let's not get into that debate. For the simple reason that in their program, the human settlement has actually had a program of budget eradication. They have this budget at work. So it's there. So in other words, it's residing us. So it must not be us who is. It must be the sanitation and water or those that want it. As we don't have issues because it's here and the money is here. I think that's so because once we start to raise it, when it's actually with us, it's with us, it's 1.9 billion. Who wants to fight for it would be, and then one that time when they fight for it, they will be informed. But for now, it is here and they have planned budget and the department for budget eradication and the money is with us. But I don't think therefore should be asking whether they are to decide when it is here.
Thank you very much. So my submission was not only on the budget eradication, but it's the sanitation in its head. Even if it didn't have the budget eradication project, tomorrow we'll be sitting here and there will be toilets that are filled with outdoors. Now the question is, which department is going to override that? Because it's actually, I'm not talking about the budget system, but the sanitation in the house. Because what the minister is talking about is that their view is that the sanitation when you build the house, that sanitation there, they want it to be a human settlement. But then the bigger the bulk is the water and sanitation. And unless that issue is resolved, whether we have the budget system or not, unless we decide on whether sanitation in the house or in the yard is human settlement or it's water and sanitation, it's going to be difficult for us to from if it is human settlement, we need to know what extent does our mandate go to. Do we end by the, you know, if it was a yard, then that makes end to human settlement, and once it leaves the yard, then it's water and sanitation. Because according to the minister, this is the minutes or the discussion that I kept at here, Mr. Chair, thank you. settlement must deal with bulk packages, and the human settlement must deal with in so in the yard, it's human settlement. Outside the yard, it's water and this. Unless we get that clarity, it's going to be difficult for us to provide to do oversight on what actually goes on in there. It's not only about the project or the rig, but it's the entire plantation case that we need to play in.
Before we try and labor the matter, can we go to page 2 for a minute? Could you? Page 2 earlier? And see if what Honorable Sudana is talking about is not really adequately covered. If you look at bullet, where am I now? Let me start with the top bullet first. The first bullet, it says the importance of collaboration with other research departments, such as the Department of Rural Development and Reform, Water and Sanitation, was also stressed. You hear that. And then you go down to bullet number 7. The Department of Human Settlements wants to negotiate with the new Department of Water Affairs and Sanitation to retain internal recapitulation of sanitation. Now, we have discussed this, but I think that we must try and do is to actually say, the recommendation must just say, we would need to be afraid of the negotiations between the two departments rather than saying what is that. Because remember, there's going to be negotiations between the two departments. So what we need to do, therefore, as a recommendation is to just say, we need continuous appraisal of what now has been the decision between the two departments rather than prescribing what is it that they must have. So that's what I'm going to say. I don't know if I'm covering all of that. So that because the minutes and the briefing is clear, because remember they're still going through this negotiation. Obviously, everybody would be wanting the money to be in their eyes, or because that's the nature of the police. But what we need to have here is that our minister and the department, as these negotiations are going on between water and sanitation, us as the portfolio committee, we need to be appraised, but then we know what is happening. I had hands earlier on that I must go back to. It was Honorable Mukanga Gabashe, followed by Honorable Mehmet, followed by Honorable Papa, followed by Honorable Mehmet.
Thank you, Chair. I wanted to get into the discussion by Honorable Kana. Although now the chairperson has summarized, but having said that, to say, I think the classical example for us is to go back to municipalities, especially the bigger municipalities, which are metros, who have larger departments for infrastructure and human settlements. Your infrastructure consists of departments, your water and sanitation department, your engineering department, your electricity department, and then you have the human settlements. It's clear who does what. So for the National and Provincial Department of Human Settlements, in every municipality, we are dealing with an in-house sanitation. Precisely because human settlements doesn't have engineers, specialized engineers, that deals with civil engineers, cannot afford to employ department to have, in fact, it's not a requirement of a department, human settlement, to have civil engineers that are specializing on recirculation, water recirculation, sanitation. So those are the paths. You have the paths, and then you recirculate. Because they belong to an, it's called not association, but I don't remember the correct word, the engineers. Now, we build the in-house sanitation. We deal with the water plumbing in-house water. But from the back to the house, which is the recirculation, is those specialized infrastructure department, which is your water and sanitation, as well as your electricity recirculation. So I think our thing should be historically what the human settlement has been doing, and I don't think it's going to change. But to say that doesn't mean that then we should not invite the department to give us more clarity on their approach. But in our back of the mind is that this is how things are done. And listening to the minister, he's not suggesting to partake the in-house sanitation. He's not planning to partake the internal building of an in-house toilet and what comes with it. But what she cannot do is a professionally engineering part of bringing in water into the yard. Thank you, Chair. And the second one, Chair, I wanted to go to the, there's another point that I wanted to go to on the discussion. Yeah, I think Bukos was about Shelen. I know this is going to go on a cool discussion and transition. I was going to say, oh, it's about the target. That's it. I think if I'm not, I'm subject to correction because we're dealing with the legacy at the moment. That the strategic plan was already adopted by the parliament. Can I check that, Chair? By cabinet, yes. The previous fourth government cabinet. So that 1 million is that in the strategic plan, and I think it will be reflected here. It's correct. Because it is document, a stress plan document. If I'm but just forgot to correct you. But the minister, having moved the new minister for the fifth term government, says, I want to increase the budget in line with what the son of the president has said. I want to increase it to 1,400. That was, so it means, it must also reflect on the unit, but it's not wrong here on the report, so the result on the report, the 1 million is not wrong. Maybe now we need to add another sentence that indicates that the minister has committed herself to increase the target to 1,400. That's my proposal, Chair. Thank you. Sorry, thank you, Chair.
But you are quite correct. The stress plan of the, that was adopted, 1 million. That's why the minister was even saying the DG almost went blank. Because when he was trying to explain it, because I told them that they must increase the number to 1.4 million. She even went to say, actually, she wanted to go to 2 million. Yeah. So correctly so, the stress plan was saying 1 million, but she said 1.4 million, or 1.4 million to 2 million. But I think you were quite correct, Honorable, actually, that is how you answer. Honorable Papa?
Thank you, Madam Chair. You will pardon me that if I missed the information here, because actually it's partly linked to what Honorable Ghana was saying, and also covered by what I wanted to understand here, or ask to understand, is this integration part in the house, in the sense that since this house, you expect is that from the context, on the information, you understand that there will be this electricity, there will be. At the same time, you understand that there will be electricity, whether it's renewable or in green. But if this budget is not clear, but is where is this covered, this integration part, so these things must not come later, they must come right from the federal side. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'm allowing you to mellow. Remember, the item on the agenda is to adopt the report. But that's allowing you to discuss it and let you understand. So that's why I'm being nice. I'm a very nice chair. Otherwise, some of you are really out of order, but you are in order because we have got time. So that's fine.
Thank you very much. Now, Chair, we think we are in order because the report must be discussed. And as we discuss the report, we may add issues that are not properly clarified. We would want our recommendation. Because we have the duty to give up on recommendations. So we can add. That point. So I think I'm happy with Shalabra's point on the 1.4 million and two. So I think on our recommendation, because we're the portfolio that had oversight to the department, once they present to us 1.4 million, we must hold them. It was not a mistake. So it's a good thing. So we our recommendation then must look forward to and that number of between 2 million and 1.4. Although it's very difficult to have a moving target, you must have a number so that you know what to hold the department on. So it will be difficult to hold them between 1.4 and 2 million. So, but the minister was clear that she wants 2 million. So I think from where I sit, I want 2 million too. So then the portfolio then, because that's what the minister said. So I think we must then add it in our record that we're looking forward to that 2 million. We support, because we cannot object to the minister when he's saying what is good for our people. So I think in as far as that number, we should be clear where we stand on our recommendations. On the issue of internal regulation, I think Honorable Gabbard clarified it nicely, because indeed there's nothing new. You know, when you talk human settlement, we talk a township. When we go on a local inspection, we look not only the house, even outside, whether there are other amenities. We do check that, whether there are other amenities, even places for children to play. You know, we check the full human settlement, we must see it. Not only a house, but a house must be complete with everything. So we check that. But indeed, there's always a working relationship between a municipality, because indeed, like Honorable Sabashe explained, there's a duty for municipality, there's a duty for provincial and the national department. So when we visit there, we want the full human set and full township. We have all amenities, not only our speaking outside. They should be playing ground. So they should have a plan for them, whether they are not developers, there should be a full you know, plan. I think those are the points I wanted to make. Otherwise, I'm happy with how Honorable Kawasa explained it.
Honorable Tore?
Thank you, Chairperson. First of all, I want to apologize to the late because of clash of committees. First thing I want to understand on this is where the government for the service level of human rights entitled to for eradication of the following public entities. If you are talking about housing development agents, is now when it has been changed or shifted from the mandate of land, is now dealing with the eradication of for forest system. If you can check on that, because I don't think the mandate of SGA is for eradication of forest system. And the other point, Chairperson, I have a content about the shifting of foundation from human settlement. Because now we are not talking about housing, we're talking about human settlement. If you are talking about that, you are shifting now the foundation from human settlement. The mandate of human settlement now has been shifted. So as a portfolio community, we have to fight for this foundation. We have to fight for it. Because we are talking about policy. You cannot talk about police or sanitation, whereas you are talking about human settlement at the same time, but they are being separated. I think, Chaplain, we have to just a meeting and talk about the sanitation shifting.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Toilet. Maybe we should here. Honorable Pam, you have your hand up.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me, I may be overindulging, but do excuse me first, but it is for clarity on my part. Isn't it a norm to first of all install what we call a bulk infrastructure before you put up any form of housing, so that whenever you are putting up an establishment or a development or a township, it already connects onto the bulk infrastructure that already exists? Because I'm not sure now, we seem to be juggling about the bulk infrastructure and so on, as if one is a standalone from the other, because I do not see how a township or a development can even be initiated without first of all establishing if there is any bulk infrastructure existing in that area. It appears as if, I'm not sure, maybe I haven't acclimatized properly to the sequence of events. Thank you.
I think what we are discussing is exactly to that, because all of us are trying to have the same understanding. But I think Honorable Sonia has actually captured the very essence of the discussion to say this, we need to have a bridge as the committee, but we have the same understanding. So whilst we are discussing this right here now, as a matter arises out of the report, but there is a need to actually have a fuller debate on this matter, which the support staff has voted, which then we lift it up and this becomes a standalone debate. So that all of us, sort of like a workshop kind of thing, but all of us will have all the same understanding and we understand exactly what is the right thing to be done. So we lifted it up as a part of the discussion that must go on, so that we all understand. Honorable Khan.
Thanks for the input. I think what the conversation does show is that the clarity of this matter is needed urgently. And that's why, even when you go to the minutes, I'm sure that now the good thing we say internal resignation of the rest. Because all I want here is a clarity of scope. Where do you extend? If indeed you are there, where does your end end? Because unless you know that, then you start assuming that your end goes somewhere, and you focus on that thing, you forget it. So if we can just get that, then the sooner the better. Because this financial year actually has started. You know, we just because we are having this discussion doesn't mean that money is not being spent. And then if this thing we don't get this clarity on the scope of internal particularity or sanitation, time twisting. Then we will not be able to follow them. I know, like when I went to your culture, when we went to that presentation on the budget vote, and I remember Honorable Fabs was presenting the last presentation. I said, you know what? They all come with these glossy presentations. Follow the money. Follow the money. Because unless we know our hope, we won't know where the money is going. So that's why for me this is crucial, that we understand the scope of human settlement when it comes to transition, and then once that's done, then we can be able, because that's 1.9 billion. People have already started spending it, because they're not waiting for elections and so forth. They are here started in on the 1st of April, so they started spending that money, and we need to start following where that money is going. But say, just briefly, you know, this target, these are interesting ones, because the plan that we are looking at, they are looking at 1 million. So they say the money that they have is for 1 million. Now the minister is 2 million, they compromise on extra 400,000. But if we had the money, we would say 5 million. But then 400,000 is a lot of money. And the question will always be, as Honorable Fox said, you know, you don't forget that the human is speaking. Where will the money come from? Because the money has to come from somewhere. Where will the money come from? So I think when we do, I think there was a commitment around September or October to look at this. Where will the money for this 400,000 new
just answered what I wanted to say, that remember there was a comment from the minister as well, that within 2 months there will be a new consultant itself to try and accommodate what the things that she wanted to be done in the department, which is a completely large family town. So for us now, the subsidy is included and see that when that revision is done, is this family town housing the head for? But I agree with this, the discussion on the budget system should be an ongoing discussion, and at some point even a joint city between ourselves and the sanitation and the water portfolio committee should be on the cut, so that you are on the same page on what is happening, so that we don't talk on that, we talk on the same. Thank you very much, members. I think one of the things that make me happy is that as we look at this report, the things, the gray areas that you have raised actually already create a program for the committee. And for me, that's one of the important things, because that committee is not very what it is that we need to be discussing. Is there anything like what we want to take from this report? Remember, the aim, we were looking at the report of the committee so that we can adopt it. And now, these are the recommendations that we have had, that we are writing here.
Thank you, Chair. Once I understand that a little was said about the Millennium Development Goals in respect of toilets and so on, maybe this was not mentioned by the department, but I thought that it would be nice to know whether these goals are going to be met in the structural operations that the department is going to be involved in, meaning when they build houses or when they accept the plans that are presented to them, that they do conform to the MDGs. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Emma Bam. You will remember that When the minister was presenting, one of the things that she said was the chapter 8 of the National Development Plan talks to the unit settlement. So they didn't leave that to the MDG separately, but they incorporated on the chapter 8 of the National Development Plan, so that they don't look at them as something separate, but they're on a part of an integral program of the department. So yes, the National Development Plan, where that chapter 8 that is the human settlement, and look at all those pieces of documents and policies that they become part. So what you need to do, look at the chapter 8 of the NDP and see if it talks to what you know about the NDP, so that you don't get hoodwinked into thinking that it is already there when it is not. And then you are able to look at that. Honorable Korai.
Thank you, Mary. I'm not sure whether I'm going to have done this report to the report of the committee. And it also, and the second reason for our staff is, in future, this duty of this black dot, you see, our initiative can be 1, 2, 3, 4, so that one can really understand dot. I see many dots here. I request that it should be 1, 2, 3, 4, so that if you question, you can question to the number 3, number 4, not just 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, so what you can do, I don't think in the car.
No.
Okay.
In the movement of it was moved, but then we were discussing at the same time before we answered. Yeah. But it doesn't stop people raising the issue.
I'm not moving, I'm not seconding the word I was making. But the last, on page 21, the third place from the bottom. What is it? Assisted municipality in the operation of hostels, as most of them are repatriated. I have a concern to the chairperson because most of the hostels are being. They all belong to provinces. They are not municipalities mandate. The work of municipalities self maintained, but most of them have been managed and
and developed and constructed by the provinces. Because if you are talking about only the municipality, it means you left the coverage of the province. From this point, you must be the province, not the what you call the municipality.
I want to be clear what I'm adopting. It's on page 4, the paragraph 2, 9-3. She's just making a remark like, as you quote her check, which we must remember, which she even says, which is in Atekuruma no DG, she went and Wapunza, mobile, it's also in the show. See again, you see, show the reality where we know which this is the position. And the position is what has been captured on the support of 1.4 million. But what we need to do is to amend the report on withdrawal rates approximately, because the minister was not approximating. She was saying the target is 1.4 million. Because to me, it's not realistic, it's 1.4 million to 2 million, because really, it was not really a position. You know, the minister was very clear that the position would want to see going up to 2 million, but what is permitted to the budget, that the department is set to air and condition that the target for now is 1.4 million. And I was, and there are women and a new colleague one here, which really we are seeing. Condition is we take approximately. Yes? And the target is 1.6. It's not between 1.6. You can't have the target in between. Thank you.
So the target is 1.4 million. We take approximately half. The threat plan that was adopted was big, 1 million. But the minister then moved the goalpost to 1.4 million and you are putting air to the 1.4 million in the school. That's what you are saying. So approximately, you've gone out to 1.4 million in session. That's what you are saying. Another 2 million?
With that understanding, sir, I now take the opportunity to second the adoption of this report.
So then the report is adopted to this amendment, of course, and with those recommendations that we now have raised that we must be added. Don't forget, colleagues, that on the 16th of July, on a Tuesday at 2 o'clock, at the venue to the contemporary, at all assembly, the EP3 on human settlement. 2 o'clock, eh? Yeah. On Tuesday. On the 15th, we are at the old assembly at 2 o'clock. And we are debating the budget was on 31. And then on the 29th, but remember when we spoke the first time, we explained to members that our slot is Tuesday. So on the 29th, the committee will be sitting. We will communicate to members the issue to be discussed, but there is a meeting on the 29th. Of the second month, which would be probably our last meeting before we go only 1 week for it. But we ask the same on the present. The time and the venue and the agenda will be set later. I'm hoping that we understand that. So if you go home, please don't assume that there is no meeting on the 29th. There will be a meeting on the 29th. Just make sure that you know that.
Thanks, sir. One of the things that we would like to do on Thursday is to discuss or look at the length of 26. And I'm just worried that we are at the rate that I'm hearing things. My sister considers what they are planning sometime in late August or early September, and by that time it will be a big date. And I want to make a request that we make time available and invite entities to come and present to us. Because what they did on Thursday was not presented to us. They just introduced who they are. One, we have questions that we need to ask them, and I want to put a request that we want presentations by entities reporting to the Department of Human Development so that we can do our oversight very well.
We are looking at it. Honorable Pam.
Thanks again, Chair. In terms of entities, Honorable Pam, yes, I'm covered by that. The second thing, maybe I'm running too fast, is when we are going to, an indication as to when we are going to see the topics for discussion for the ETC.
On other hand, the study groups of budget will be thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I think that what the Honorable Pam was saying was reminding the Chairperson what the Chairperson said to us at the portfolio committee meeting. Is the Chairperson who said to the entities, please brief, because we are still going to call you to come individually and make your full presentation. He might have slipped out of the minutes or whatever records of that local. Is the Chairperson as well? In fact, others, she was cutting them off, you know, we are still coming back. So for us, it's actually have a date for the Chair and the Secretary. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any other pending issues that you want? I don't want you to plan outside. Plan inside? Anything? If? I'm voting you, Honorable Khan. I just wanted to see if there's nobody else. Honorable Khan, did you have your hand up? Okay. So that then I give both of you. When you attack, it will just close my eyes.
Another question. No, thank you.
Thank you very much. Another
question. Thank you. And I know this is in the pipeline, but I have to raise it so that the movement can begin. I know that there was a conversation, I think, when we did that budget, that at some point we'll go on a committee president so that we fully understand what we need to do. That needs also to be brought forward. We don't want to go in November, 3 months before the end of the financial year, I think, especially considering that the quarterly reports will start coming and we might not have enough time. So maybe we can get on to the president planning and so that we can book the dates.
That's what we are busy with. So that's why one of the reasons we got the entities must actually come to the center rather than to the committee, because it's going to be a lot in court. But we're looking at the mortality. It's going to happen then. We're looking at that. Thank you very much, Member. You are really enthusiastic and full of energy. Please don't lower the eye. The meeting is adjourned. We will meet on Tuesday too, not in so friendly atmosphere. I'm wrong with you, another guy.
Sorry, I wanted to ask. You think when I see the parliamentary channel, I see other committees there. Why are they not coming to us? Because people out there, they are saying, don't see you on TV. I mean, this is the third meeting that we're having, and parliamentary staff or cameras are not coming here. They are going to, is it because ours is not sitting up? I think please follow up and ask them, why is it that the housing is not being covered? Because other portfolios are being broadcasted. This is the third meeting here. And there's no one that comes here, and we need to know why we're not on TV.
You're talking to the toilet. Because that is one of the things.
Yeah. the headline news on APTC. Now we are not on TV. They don't stop. I want to... No, please pronounce here why we are not on TV.
No.
Okay,
because
all I've been done,
I was even asking
him
the same question this morning.
I invested myself on TV. Is it still coming?
Yeah, we will follow it up. But yeah, unfortunately, there's so many hot topics right now that you would know that one of the, you see, the, unfortunately, one of the big debates right now is the post office and the fraud cases. And so the media would go to that. For now, at the United Nations, there is no scandal. You know, most India follow scandal. Once there is scandal, you will see them here. So, but unfortunately, no, we will follow it up. But it, they, from what I know, that they have a project. So, no, the one that we had in the department is not there. It was a project. Yeah. So they are recorded. So they are recorded. They are recorded. So at some point when they got nothing else now to the scandal, they will show. They will still show it. We will make a follow up on that. Yeah. So we will have to look for scandals. The meeting is at the end. Thank you very much. I can finish off what you had in the beginning then.